Ransomware, huh? It's like the monster in the closet for businesses these days. But hey, what if I told you there's a security solution out there that's basically like ransomware kryptonite?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I think so. We're diving into this article today about CrowdStrike Falcon. You familiar with that?
Yeah, CrowdStrike, definitely familiar.
Okay, cool. So CrowdStrike Falcon, they just got a perfect score in this crazy tough industry test.
Yeah, that's right. The 2024 SE Labs Enterprise Advanced Security Ransomware Test. Pretty impressive stuff.
Okay, so perfect score. That's amazing.
Ugh.
But I gotta ask, what does that even mean? What makes this test so brutal that a perfect score is like headline news?
Well, it all comes down to what they're testing with. I mean, we're not talking about some made-up ransomware here. This is the real deal. 443 actual ransomware samples.
Whoa, okay. 443, that's a lot. And these are like live threats, right?
Live threats, exactly. And get this, from 15 different ransomware families, so a good mix of the usual suspects, and some brand new zero-day threats.
Zero-day, okay. Now I'm really interested. Explain that to me. What makes zero-day threats so scary?
Well, imagine a security solution that's like using a list of known bad guys to keep things safe. That works for the ones on the list, right? But a zero-day threat, it's like a brand new criminal that no one's seen before.
So it can sneak past those defenses because no one knows to look out for it.
Exactly. It's like having a security system that's great at stopping known attacks, but then this new unknown threat comes along and bam, you're vulnerable.
Okay, so back to CrowdStrike. They stopped everything. Even those zero-day threats. How is that even possible?
Right. That's the big question. The article digs into some of the key features that make Falcon so effective. And one of the biggest things that jumps out is their AI-powered threat detection.
AI. Everyone's talking about AI these days. What makes CrowdStrike's AI so special?
A lot of security AI. It's looking for known ransomware code. Kind of like that list of bad guys we were talking about. But CrowdStrike's AI, it's different. It's not just looking for the code itself. It's analyzing the behavior of the files and processes happening on your network.
So even if it's a file that's never been seen before, if it starts doing shady stuff, Falcon's going to notice.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Traditional antivirus is kind of like putting locks on your doors to keep burglars out.
Right. Makes sense.
But CrowdStrike's AI is more like having a really observant security guard who can spot suspicious behavior.
Like before the burglar even tries the doorknob.
You got it. So even if they've never seen that specific burglar before, they can tell something's off.
Okay, that makes sense. But even the best security guard can't be everywhere at once. So how does Falcon handle protecting an entire network with all those devices and users?
That is where the cloud-native architecture comes in.
Ooh, cloud-native. Now, I know we have some tech-savvy listeners out there, but for those of us who aren't quite as fluent in cloud speak, break that down for us.
Okay, so basically it means that Falcon isn't limited to just the resources on your individual computer. It's tapping into the power of the cloud, constantly analyzing data and updating its defenses based on what it's learning across a vast network of users.
So it's kind of like having a whole team of global security experts constantly monitoring things.
Right. But instead of having to hire a huge security team, you've got this cloud-powered system working for you.
And because it's in the cloud, it can update super fast, right? So even if a new threat pops up, Falcon can adapt much quicker than those old-school security solutions.
Exactly. And it does all this without slowing down your system, which is a huge plus.
Okay, I gotta admit, this is sounding pretty amazing. Mm. But come on, no tech is perfect.
Yeah.
What about downsides? Does the article mention any weaknesses or potential issues with Falcon?
Well, the article is mainly focused on the test results and those key features, but it does highlight one really important thing about Falcon's performance. The lack of false positives.
Ah, yes, false positives. The bane of every IT person's existence is like, alert, threat detected. And then it's just your email program having a hiccup.
Exactly. Those false alarms, they waste so much time and energy. And honestly, they can make people start ignoring real threats, you know, like the boy who cried wolf.
Totally. So wait, you're saying CrowdStrike got this perfect score with zero false positives?
That's what the article says.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty big deal. It really shows how accurate and sophisticated their AI engine is.
All right. So let me get this straight. Falcon can analyze behavior. It's learning and updating all the time from the cloud. And it's not sending out those annoying false alarms. This is starting to sound like a pretty solid defense against ransomware. But I want to know about the real-world impact. What does this level of protection mean for businesses, for everyday people? What's the takeaway here?
You're asking the right questions, because this isn't just about acing a test. It's about what that perfect score means in the real world. For businesses, it means more confidence, knowing their data and operations are secure.
Makes sense. Peace of mind is priceless, right? Especially when it comes to something as critical as your data.
Absolutely. It also means less downtime and fewer financial losses from ransomware attacks.
Okay, so it's not just about preventing the attack itself. It's about minimizing the damage if something does get through.
Right. And potentially even avoiding situations that could hurt their reputation and damage customer trust.
Right, because a ransomware attack can be devastating to a company's image. People might lose trust in their ability to protect their data. So this is more than just a tech win. It sounds like it has some serious implications for a company's bottom line. And maybe even their overall stability.
No doubt about it. And there are some pretty eye-opening stats in the article to back that up. Like Simon Edwards, he's the CEO of SE Labs. He points out that ransomware attacks, they've cost businesses like billions, right? Billions of dollars just in the last few years.
Wow, that's a staggering number. So it's a serious problem, not just a minor inconvenience.
Not at all. And he really praises CrowdStrike Falcon, not just for, you know, blocking those attacks, but also because it helps companies see those vulnerabilities.
Vulnerabilities, like weaknesses they didn't even know they had.
Yeah, exactly. Like things they might have missed otherwise.
So it's not just like reacting to attacks. It's helping companies get ahead of the problem.
Right, exactly. And Ilya Zaitsev, he's CrowdStrike CTO, he adds that you gotta stop ransomware before it can do anything harmful.
Before it can even, like, launch that malicious code.
Right, because once it starts encrypting files, the damage is already happening, yeah. Right? So prevention is key.
Okay, so I see the big picture, but it's kind of overwhelming too. Ransomware is changing so fast. It's like every day a new threat pops up. How can businesses even keep up with all of that?
You're telling me. It's a challenge, no doubt. But this test, I think, shows us something really important, that need for a proactive approach to cybersecurity. You can't just sit back and wait for something to happen anymore.
Right. It's not enough to just react. You got to be on the offensive.
Exactly. Businesses need to be actively looking for those weaknesses.
And putting those solutions in place.
Right. Solutions that can, like, anticipate and neutralize attacks before they even start.
So it's not just about the tools. It's about having that right mindset, too.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And that mindset shift, that's something CrowdStrike really emphasizes. It's about stopping breaches, not just detecting them.
Okay, so that's where something like Falcon comes in. But, I mean, let's be real here. Implementing and managing all these fancy security tools, that can be pretty intimidating, right? Especially for smaller businesses. They don't always have big IT teams.
Yeah, I totally get it. Security can feel like this big, scary monster you gotta wrestle.
Right, and no one wants to wrestle monster.
But here's the thing. You don't have to fight that monster alone. There are resources out there. Like companies like Technugian.
Yeah, Technugian.
They specialize in helping businesses, you know, implement and manage solutions like CrowdStrike Falcon. They can help you through it, make it work for you.
So it's like having a guide in the cybersecurity jungle. Someone who knows the terrain and can help you avoid the pitfalls.
Exactly. And they can even provide, like, ongoing support. So you're not just left on your own to figure it all out.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think people get so overwhelmed by all the tech, they just freeze up, you know? They do nothing.
Yeah, analysis paralysis, right?
And that's obviously the worst thing you can do.
You got it. The biggest risk is inaction ransomware. It's a real threat, and it's not going away anytime soon.
So we've been talking a lot about CrowdStrike Falcon and how well it did in this test. But let's step back for a second. Look at the bigger picture here. This isn't just about one company or one solution.
That's true. It's about something much bigger, right? It's a bigger problem.
Yeah, it's about this whole landscape of cybersecurity, which is constantly evolving.
Right. This test is just a snapshot, right? A glimpse of what's possible.
But the cybersecurity landscape is always shifting. New threats are popping up all the time. And the bad guys are always trying to find new ways to exploit vulnerabilities.
And they're getting more sophisticated all the time. So how do we stay ahead of the curve? How do we keep up with all this?
Yeah, how do we stay one step ahead?
I think it all comes down to continuous learning and adaptation.
We're learning and adapting.
It's about staying informed, you know?
Yeah.
Investing in the right technologies and finding those experts who can guide you.
Finding those partners.
Exactly. Partners who can guide you through this ever-changing world of cybersecurity.
I like that, continuous learning and adaptation, because it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing journey.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah.
It's a journey. It requires a mindset shift, you know, moving away from that reactive approach and embracing a more proactive one.
Being proactive instead of reactive, yeah. So in a way, this whole ransomware test, CrowdStrike's success, it's a bit of a wake-up call, isn't it?
I think so. It shows us what's possible.
It's inspiring, right? But it's also a reminder that we can't afford to just sit back and relax. We've got to stay vigilant.
Exactly. The stakes are high, and the time to act is now. There's no better time than now.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners today? What do you want them to walk away with after this deep dive? You know, after this deep dive, I'm feeling that urgency too. Like cybersecurity, it's one of those things you can easily put off, you know?
I can tell it's too late. Oh, absolutely. It's like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? Putting in the effort now with strong cybersecurity, it can save you so much trouble later and maybe even save your business, you know?
Right. And it's not just about the tech either. It's about that mindset we talked about, being proactive, staying informed, making sure your team's ready for anything.
Yeah, all of that. It's a whole package deal, for sure. And that's why it's so crucial to have those partners you can count on, those resources. Like we said, companies like Technegium, they can be a lifesaver for businesses that need help navigating this whole cybersecurity world.
For sure. Having that expert guidance could make all the difference. And I think the big takeaway here is that, yeah, this ransomware test, CrowdStrike's perfect score, it's awesome, it's inspiring, but it's not a reason to get complacent. It's a call to action.
I agree, 100%. It shows us what's possible, but it also reminds us that this threat is real, it's not going away, and we've got to be doing everything we can to protect ourselves and our businesses.
So if you could leave our listeners with just one thing today, one piece of advice to take away from this deep dive, what would it be?
Don't wait. Don't wait for a ransomware attack to happen before you start taking action. Learn everything you can, explore your options, and don't be afraid to reach out for help. There are experts out there who can guide you. And trust me, the future of your business could depend on it.
Well said. Knowledge is power, and in the world of cybersecurity, that power can mean the difference between staying safe and facing disaster. So to our listeners, stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay safe out there in the digital world. Until next time, happy deep diving.